The wait is over for more than 165,000 students who will be able to access their NCEA results today. It's been an anxious month and a half for students, and for some, that may worsen when they see their final marks. So what do you do if your child doesn't get the grades they were hoping for? Joining me now is the President of the Secondary Principals Association, Michael Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
I understand you're walking along Cook's Beach at the moment. That must be nice.
I am, yes. Trying to get an extra couple of days and do a bit of work by remote.
Good on you. So what should a parent do if their child is disappointed by their final grades?
The first thing is don't panic. Sometimes students, young people, put far too much pressure on themselves, and so it doesn't quite go right. Suddenly it's all doom and gloom. But the reality is that there's always alternative ways of getting where you need to get to. So the first thing really would be to go into the school and talk to the deans and the careers advisors about what the next step is. Most people will be really surprised that there is another way of achieving what they really wanted to achieve.
And how is that? How can they do that?
Well, there's multiple ways. So it's about taking a broader perspective on things. Where do you want to be in 2 or 3 years? So how do you get there? So every course has multiple entrance requirements or entrance pathways. So it might not be the pathway you initially thought. It could be a different way into that same course.
And can students resit NCEA or request a reassessment if they're not happy with their grade?
If they think there was a mistake in the assessment, you can request a reassessment or a remark, but don't go jumping into that. Go in and talk to the school, the deans, the teachers. It might not be worthwhile. Or if it's a real surprise where everyone was expecting a better result and it wasn't there, that might be a course of action. But the first thing is take a breath and go and talk to the school about where to from here.
Do you think most parents fully understand how NCEA works? I admit I don't really understand it.
Yeah, I think parents do. Schools work really hard to help parents understand. And through that first year, year 11, where students have their first taste of NCEA, parents have been given information right through the year. Students have been gaining internal assessment credits as they've gone. So already they're starting to work out, this is what credits mean, this is what excellence means, how many more do I need to get the qualification? So I would think that parents would know what it's about.
And what should a parent do if their teenager ends up having to completely rethink their future because they haven't achieved the grades that they needed for what they wanted to do?
Again, it's about getting good advice and talking to the careers advisors. It's a very fluid world in terms of qualifications and career pathways. So the pathways that parents might have thought was there when they went through and that they think that's where their child will go could have changed dramatically. And there are multiple ways of achieving things. Even for some of the most restrictive and demanding courses at university, there are second chance options to get in. So you might not get in that first tranche of people, but often they have another entry at the end of the first year of university. So you could do an allied course and then apply for entry at the end of the first year.
And what about if a student misses out by just a credit or just a couple of credits?
It's not unusual to have students going back into school to do an extra couple of credits in the first part of the year. The reality is school's back for a month before university starts, and so quite common for students to be back in. It's amazing how much focus comes when you're just that little bit short and a little bit of real focused determination, and you can achieve those extra few credits by doing some pretty intensive work in the first 3 or 4 weeks of school.
That's great. Thank you, Michael. Enjoy the rest of your walk. That is the President of the Secondary Principals Association, Michael Williams.